I think you know me by now, but one of my great loves is teaching, and hopefully inspiring as well. I love writing. I love preparing for my sermons. And of course, what would be prudent to do is to see what other people have to say. I mean, I don't have all the answers. I want to be inspired by what other people say. And so I search all those who are respected and see what's on their beady mind. And then that inspires me too to take some of the nuggets that they're giving out, but also it kind of quickens my mind to think of ways in which at this point in our journey what we want to be inspired by in sacred scripture primarily. So this weekend again I have a plethora of scripture scholars that I refer to get ready for Sunday sermon. I just love it. It's like, I always tell people too this, I'm not, I used to golf a lot and all kinds of other recreational things to do in my downtime, but now my downtime is spent just going, ooh, I can't wait, and I start reading, and I'm praying, and I'm reflecting, and then I'm writing and preparing, because I love you, but I love the journey that we're on together, and I just want to keep us, you know, fired up and alive and keep moving on, okay? So this weekend, I got a number of places. One of the ones that intrigued me was Bishop Barron. He's a great preacher. He was actually 2 years ahead of me in seminary, so I knew him really well back then. But anyways, it was really intriguing. He said recently Jordan Peterson was showing great interest in what he called the Jungian archetype of the hero's journey. The hero's journey. So we see it all over in literature, popular culture, the Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, but it's also on display all throughout the Bible, okay? This hero's journey. So what is it? Someone begins in the familiar with a kind of, I love this term, a cozy domesticity, right? A cozy domesticity. So it's what they're well aware of. It's what they're comfortable with, right? We know what that means. And then they are summoned out of this cozy domesticity into an adventure. And they go forth into the terra incognita. The terra incognita. Well, that just means the unknown land, an unknown territory. And that takes great courage. Why? Because they're going to probably face some obstacles along the way. And they're going to face their own ignorance because I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm going to encounter along the way. And so there could be a little fear with that. But they go anyway. They go anyway. The hero's journey. You know, you can see that throughout the Bible. Of course, St. Paul pointed to Abraham in the second reading and said he was called and he went. Dropped everything and went. And he trusted in God. And he said, I hear your call and I'll do it. And of course faced many obstacles. But what was he looking forward? A promised land. Or in many cases, I think that's just a place of peace. Right? Where we encounter God in an amazing way. But God guards us from our enemies in this place of peace. And so you're trying to establish that. Aren't we trying to establish that? I mean, it begins right here at home. This is our home, our St. Mary's of Pine Bluff. We're family, okay? And we want this to be a beautiful place of peace. Go ahead and call it a safe space. I mean, to use modern terms, but safe in the sense that we know God's present here, and we also know that we're all striving to be as strong as we can in our faith, and we're working on that together. And right away, I think of this past Friday night. The Faith Force is what we're calling it. And I think most of you were there, but you had to go outside of your cozy domesticity to get in your car and come over here, right? But what did we encounter? We encountered a place of peace. You know, we set up the sanctuary with beautiful candles all throughout it, and the choir came and helped us to have that sense of this transcendent while we were here. I mean, I get goosebumps even talking about it. But together, right? Together we knelt before the Lord in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And that was like a spiritual strength training for all of us. We were exercising our spiritual muscle with all that. But what is that? It's growing larger. It's getting bigger. It can handle more, right? And it's open to Abraham's call or any call that we get. A lot of the calls that we get are like this, and there's something that we ask to do today. Okay? And everything in us is telling us, I'll share a fresh encounter I had with that, I was sharing Friday night that I have felt called to go up to Blue Mountain State Park. And I did this when the strip club opened across the street. And while we were doing the stations across, I also went before sunrise every morning from April to October. And I got up on the tower at Blue Mountain State Park. It's an amazing view. And you can't really see Pine Bluff, but you know it's there. It's right there because you're so high up. But here's Pine Bluff. Here's Madison. Here's Wisconsin. Here's the United States. Here's the world. So I'm praying over. And I'm asking God. I'm imploring God. And I'm using the Sacred Heart Novena Prayer, which we've been promoting every way we can. It's all the prayer books. I even put it so you can be, if someone asks you to pray, you go, okay, and there's the Sacred Heart Novena Prayer right there. You can just take that with you. That's how much we believe in this. And I find it interesting, too, Father, connect the dots again. I don't think this has any big significance, but I find it got a little God wink. It's 64 steps up to the top of the tower, okay? Now, I decided to do not just a 54-day Rosary Novena that we're doing August 15th, October 7th, that we've done every year, and I hope you're all going to be in it. That's this booklet, also online, you can find it. Anyway, that's 54 days. So I started on August 4th. And I don't want to go, in the weeds with you here like I did on Friday night, because I don't want to repeat myself, but you can find it online too. But anyways, I'm doing a 9-day novena up to the Feast of St. Maximian Kolbe, which is the day before. So 9 plus Maximian Kolbe equals 10 more days. So I'm at 64-day novena, basically, while I climb 64 steps. Wait a minute, there's one more. Roe v. Wade went down on the birthday of John the Baptist on the Feast of the Sacred Heart on my 64th birthday. Okay? I don't think it means anything. But I think God just does this, and I think he has a great sense of humor, I do. And I find these little things. But anyway, so here's my fresh example. I'm driving up to Blue Mountain State Park before sunrise and torrential rain. And I'm going, and lightning, thunder. And I'm going, okay, here's what I could do instead. I could drive up to the top and I could stay in my car and I could do the prayer from there, because technically I'm at the top of Blue Mountain State Park, and my conscience wouldn't let me do that. So out came the umbrella and climbed the 64 steps and I'm at the top, and actually the torrential part kind of quit by then. It was raining pretty good, but you see what that is that it's, what did he call it? The cozy domesticity. And that's weighing against us always. It would have been much better to just, okay, I check the box, I'm sitting in my car, I'm at the top of Blue Mountain State Park, because I want to commit to that. And by the way, I'm going to be going up there before sunrise throughout the 54-day Rosary Novena, and just pray that I don't do the cozy domesticity thing when the torrential rain comes or whatever. But my point is that, that's a little thing, but here's a big thing. I mean, we have vets out there. We have people who are in law enforcement. We have people who are in the military. And what am I pointing to right now? Those are the stark examples of a hero's journey. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, they holster their gun, they put on their armor, and they go out into the terra incognito, the unknown territory, and they could very well be attacked or killed.
But they do it anyway.
How easy it would be to say, you know, maybe not. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's why I love heroes so much. That's why you'll see the thin blue line out in front and our flags all around the yard. Because I love, love, love those who have that courage, that bravery to accept their calls. Abraham, to take that hero's journey. And again, we're called to do that just if we're asked to volunteer or something in a drop of a hat. Now, everything in us wants to say, no, at least I'm at the top of Blue Mountains and so I can stay in my car, right? We all find reasons why not. But we're asked regularly to take this hero's journey. You'll be prepared, it said. Be ready when they come to the door. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come. Yep, yeah, the second coming, maybe that's what they're talking about. But I think they're talking about when we get inspired, divinely inspired, to be like me, an idiot, to go up for 64 days on the tower before sunrise. But to do whatever God is calling us to do. And I felt a strong calling to do that. And sir, yes, sir, I'll do it. Because we're living in torrential times. The storm of our historical moment is what we're facing. And I think a lot of us would prefer to stay in our car. Right? So bring this to your prayer. We're called to take that hero's journey in whatever way God is calling us to do. Let's get as strong as we can possibly get. Again, things like Friday night were just amazing. What an amazing night that was. But we were getting strong together. Let's pray hard with fervency. That's why I'm being an idiot going up to Blue Mountain State Park before sunrise. I'm like, God, I'm serious. We're serious. You know, fasting, types of mortification, novenas. Staying consistent with your baseline prayer life. Spiritual strength training, right? So we face the storms. We're not sitting in our car. Let's get strong. Let's pray hard. And let's keep hope alive. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.